Officials say a man in an army uniform opened fire inside Afghanistan's defense ministry this morning, killing two people, wounding seven others. The attacker was reportedly then killed by bodyguards just outside the defense minister's office. And the Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. Joining us live from Kabul is Ray Rivera, foreign correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Ray, what else do we know about this attack this morning?
Well, initial reports of several attackers that entered the building. It looks, and they're still searching the compound. This compound takes up several blocks in downtown Kabul, so there's a lot of area to search. As it appears, and what's happened in the last several days is insurgents dressed in army or police uniforms have infiltrated government compounds and killed government officials. It's the beginning of what the Taliban has called its spring offensive, and it's a very disturbing trend here in Kabul and elsewhere, especially that this person dressed in an army uniform could go through the several checkpoints required to get into the Ministry of Defense compound.
Well, this is what people are beginning to call the spring offensive for the Taliban, which one has to assume is all about warmer weather, making it easier to move about the countryside. Is that what that means?
Yes, that's exactly what it means. There's typically a lull in fighting during the winter months, and then in early spring as well, as a lot of Taliban insurgents go back to their family fields and help with the spring cultivation. And then typically around late April and May, there's an increase in fighting. This year, military officials have warned that there could be a heavy increase based on a number of factors, the main one being that this is the year that military forces, the U.S. in particular, is supposed to start drawing down forces, and it's the year that the Taliban perhaps wants to make a particular statement that they still wield a great deal of influence in the country.
And obviously this happens at the same time that American forces are trying to lay the groundwork for their withdrawal from Afghanistan. That's Ray Rivera, foreign correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, joining us live from Kabul. Thanks, Ray. What he's talking about is an attack this morning inside Afghanistan's defense ministry. As we understand, the attacker or attackers, as you heard Ray say, were apprehended or killed just outside the defense minister's office. Two people were killed and seven others were wounded.
But you're seeing the Taliban making a very articulate message to both the government and to the international community that they can strike anywhere inside
That no matter how high the official is, you mean that they
are vulnerable. Well, the defense ministry, I think, specifically. It's like defense? Yeah, right. I think that's the message. And the question is, does it stand out from the violent noise of the war and the occupation in Afghanistan? And will people see this as a victory of the Taliban?
That's a very good question. I mean, I think you'd have to ask somebody in Afghanistan or maybe in Kabul itself.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.